Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. This program is for all Osho lovers out there, and especially for those of you who are living in a hectic environment. We hope Osho Radio gives you this 1 hour of relaxation and brings you back to your meditations. Osho Radio offers you music from the world of Osho, a part of a lecture by Osho, and a short meditation. For now, just sit back or lay down and just enjoy.
Restaurant, 7 o'clock. The boy with the sad eyes is ringing his cloth. The cloth is alive with its own universe of creatures and germs, and I might be perverse, but boy with your cloth, please wait till I'm gone. Though I know that you're eager to get your job done. Bun restaurant, 7:15. I'm finished with eating, and here comes the scene. He's wiping the table with his all-purpose cloth. It's good for the floor, it is good for the dust. He stacks all the dishes in a metal container. I do feel impressed by the small entertainer. Open restaurant, over a coke. I'm watching the scenes, weird kind of joke. Cloth boys in khaki and waiters in white are roaming the floor in the bright neon light. You're working for scraps here with your cloth and bare feet, but I guess that it's better than to be on the street. Getting time to go. The boy with the sad eyes has finished the show. I guess with some luck, maybe sooner or later, he might drop the cloth and become a waiter. But until that day, good luck to you, boy. I hope your sad eyes will turn happy with joy. With joy.
The discourse today is from the series Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 7, Number 10. Osho talks about risking. To live means to risk. Live your life totally and make your decisions. And the biggest decision, Osho says, is surrender.
for the third question. I have a belief that in order to grow, I have to take risks, and in order to take risks, I have to make decisions. Then when I try to make decisions, I am filled with anxiety that I will make a wrong choice, as if my life depended on it. What is this craziness? This seems still to be a belief, not an understanding. Belief is not going to help. Belief means borrowed. Belief means you have not understood it yet. You may have become fascinated with it. You may have seen people who have risked and grown through it, but you have not still realized that risk is the only way to live. There is no other way. Not to risk is the only wrong there is. To risk is never wrong. You cannot risk wrongly, because if you are always afraid not to risk, something may go wrong, then you are not risking at all. If everything is guaranteed and then you risk, and everything is settled that everything is right, then you risk, then where is the risk? No, in the risk, the possibility to go wrong. That's why it is risk. And it is beautiful to move in that openness where something can be right, something can be wrong. One grows through it, because even if you commit a wrong, you will never be the same again. Through committing it, you will understand much. Even if you go astray, you can come back the moment you realize. And when you come back, you have learned something, and learned the hard way, not just memorized. It has become part of your blood, bones and marrow. So never be afraid of going astray. People who are afraid of going astray, they become paralyzed. They never move. And life is risk, because life is alive. It is not dead. Only in a grave there is no risk. When you are dead, there is no risk. One disciple asked Lao Tzu that, is it not possible to be at ease, comfortable in life? Lao Tzu said, wait, soon you will die. And in the grave, you can be at ease and comfortable forever and forever, for eternity. Don't waste life for that, because that is coming. These few moments, live, and there is no other way to live. To live means to risk. It is always there. It has to be so, because you are a flow. You can go astray. I have heard about a man who was always afraid of deciding. But one has to decide. So he had to decide, and whatsoever he will decide, always will go wrong. and it has become almost a part of his life. And he knew it, that whatsoever he decides will go wrong. The business will bring no profit. The train that he decides to go, he will miss. The woman that he decides to marry will fall in love with somebody else. He was always missing. One day it happened, he had to go to another town for some business work, and there was only one airline and only one plane. There was no question of decision. So he was very happy, because there is no question of decision, there is no alternative. He had to take that plane. But just in the middle, the engines failed. He was very much worried. He said, "My God, this time I have not decided. There was no alternative. Now this is too much. If something is wrong with me and my decision, it's okay. But this time I have not decided at all. You have decided." He was a follower of Saint Francis. So he called, "Saint Francis, save me. At least this time I have never asked your help, because I was deciding. So I knew it was because something is wrong with me, everything goes wrong. This time I am not at fault." A hand from the sky came and took him out of the plane. He was very happy. Then a voice was heard in the sky. "Which Francis? Francis of Xavier or Francis of Assisi?" "Tell me whom you have called." Now again. You cannot escape. Life is always risk. One has to choose. Through choice you grow. Through choice you become mature. Through choice you fall and you get up again. Don't be afraid of falling. Otherwise your legs will lose the capacity to move. Nothing is wrong in falling. Falling is part of walking. Falling is part of life. Fall, get up again. And every fall will make you stronger. And every time you go astray, you will come back better, more experienced, more aware. Next time, the same path will not be able to distract you. Commit as many errors as you can. Only don't commit the same error again and again. Nothing is wrong in committing errors. Commit as many as you can. The more you can, the better. Because the more experience, more awareness will come to you. Don't remain sitting. Don't remain hanging in an indecisive state of mind. Decide. Not to decide is the only wrong decision, because then you are missing everything. It is said about Thomas Edison that he was working on some project, and 1,000 times he failed. Almost 3 years he continuously worked and he will fail. Everything he tried, nothing seemed to work. His disciples became desperate. hopeless. One day one disciple said, 1,000 experiments you have done. Every experiment has failed. We seem not to moving anywhere. Edison looked surprised. He said, what are you saying? What do you mean? Not moving anywhere? 1,000 wrong doors are closed. Now the right door cannot be very far away. 1,000 errors we have committed. That much we have learned. What do you mean by saying that we are wasting our time? These 1,000 errors cannot attract us anymore. We are coming. We are zeroing upon the truth. How long it can escape? Never be afraid of errors, mistakes, of going wrong. Life is moving. You can remain sitting. Then your life will be like a death. Get up and be moving. Take the risk. The whole has created you to live here, to live as profoundly as possible, to live as dangerously as possible. The whole wanted you to be so alive, alive at the peak, wildly alive. That's why you are sent, and you are afraid something may go wrong. God is not afraid in sending you. He is not afraid. He goes on sending every sort of people. Good people, wrong people, saints and sinners. He goes on, he is not afraid. If he was afraid, the world would have disappeared long before, or it would never have come into existence. If he was afraid, if I create people and they do something wrong, if man goes astray, in fact the first man, Adam, went astray. Man has to go that way. The first man he created, and he rebelled and disobeyed, and he took the risk of getting out of the comfort of the Garden of Eden, of the convenience. He took the dangerous path. Just think of Adam. What risk. And God had not stopped since then. Otherwise he would have stopped. There is no need. He created the first man and the first man went astray. Now no need. He goes on creating. In fact, it seems that God created the whole situation. He said to Adam, don't eat the fruit of this tree. This was temptation. Christians are absolutely wrong when they say the devil tempted Adam. Absolutely wrong. God tempted. When he said, don't eat the fruit of this tree of knowledge. What more temptation you can imagine? Just try with any child. Tell him not to go into that room. And the next thing that he is going to do is to go into that room. It is God who tempted. When he said to Adam, don't eat the fruit of this tree, there is no need for any devil. God is the greatest tempter. Because he wants you to go, to experience, to move all over existence. Even if you go astray, you cannot go out of him. Where you can go? Even if you do wrong, what wrong you can do, because he is, and only he is. You cannot do anything against him. There is no possibility. It is just a game of hide and seek. God sends you, gives you a temptation, because that is the only way to grow. Yes, you will come back someday. Adam goes out of the garden. Jesus comes back. Jesus is Adam coming back. It is the return journey. Jesus is Adam who has realized, who has become aware of the error, of the mistake. But Jesus is not possible if there is no Adam in the beginning. A priest was talking to his small children. And he was telling them how to pray to God, how your mistakes can be forgiven. Then he asked to be forgiven. What is the basic requirement? A small child, a student said, to sin, to commit a mistake. To be forgiven, that's a must. Adam is needed for Jesus to be. Adam is the beginning of going astray. Jesus is going, coming back. But Jesus is totally different from Adam. Adam was innocent. Jesus is wise. Innocent plus something more. That plus has come to him because he went astray. Now he knows more, understands more the ways of life and growth. Everybody has to enact this drama again and again. You have to be Adam to become a Jesus. Don't be worried. Take courage. Don't be a coward. Move. And I tell you, even going astray is all right. Just don't do the same mistake again and again. That's enough. Because if you do the same mistake again and again, then you are stupid. If you never do the mistake, then you are worse than stupid. If you do new mistakes every day, you will become wise. Wisdom comes through experience, and you cannot have it in any other way. There is no shortcut to it. I have a belief that in order to grow, I have to take risks. Drop this belief. It is not a question of belief. Watch life, watch yourself. Let this become an insight, not a belief. Not that I say, so that you believe. But try to understand that you will remain crippled if you are afraid and you don't move. If a child is afraid and does not try to walk, and everybody knows he will fall many times, he may have wounds, he may hurt himself. This is going to happen. But that's the only way to learn. By and by he learns how to balance. Watch a child trying to walk. First he moves on four, then he tries the greatest adventure of standing on 2 feet. The greatest, I call it, because the whole humanity has come out of that adventure. Animals go on moving on four. Only man has tried. Animals move more with safety. Man has been a little fascinated, more fascinated with danger. He tried to move on too. Just think of the first man who must have stood on too. He must have been one of the most unorthodox, non-conformist of men, the greatest revolutionary, the rebel. And everybody would have laughed at the ridiculousness of it. Just think, when everybody was walking on four and suddenly one man stood on 2 feet, the whole society must have laughed. They must have said, what you are doing? Have you gone mad? Nobody has ever walked on 2. You will fall. You will break your bones. Come down, come back to the old way. And it is good that that man never listened to them. They must have laughed. They must have tried in every way to put him back to the old fold. But he moved. Those conservatives are still in the trees. The monkeys, the baboons. They are the conservatives. The Tories. The revolutionary has become man. They are still clinging in the trees and moving on forth. They may be still thinking, then, why these people have gone wrong? What misfortune has befallen on them? But if you try something new, you become available to something new at the same moment. Instantly. Don't be afraid. Move. In the beginning, small steps, small decisions. Remaining always aware that something is always possible. You may go wrong. But what is wrong in being wrong? Come back. You will come more wise. Don't let it be just a belief. Let it become an understanding. Only then it becomes effective. And in order to take risks, I have to make decisions. Of course, one has to make decisions. That is one of the most beautiful things in life. That shows that you are free. You would have liked that somebody else decided for you. Then you will be slaves. In that way, animals are in a better position. Everything is decided. They have a fixed food to eat. They have a fixed pattern of life to live. They don't decide themselves. They are never confused. Man is the only animal who is always confused. But that is his glory, because he has to decide. He is always hesitating. Always hanging between two alternatives. Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Francis of Xavier, and always risky. Just think of that man. If that hand is from Saint Francis of Assisi and he says Saint Francis of Xavier, gone. But one has to decide. Through decision, your soul is born. You become integrated. Decide whatsoever your decision. Don't go on remaining indecisive. If you are indecisive, you will always be doing something contradictory. You will be moving in both the ways together simultaneously. Because indecisive also you have to live. 50% you will be going towards north, 50% towards south. Then there is misery, anguish, suffering. A man rushed into the income tax office and grasped the manager by the lapels. Look, I am in a bit of a state. my wife has disappeared. He said, has she? Said the Inland Revenue officer, that's unfortunate, I guess, but this is the taxation department. You ought really to inform the police. The man shook his head earnestly and replied, ah, no, I'm not being caught like that again. The last time she went, I told the police and they found her. Then why go at all to report to the income tax officer? But part says something has to be done. The wife has disappeared. The husband has to do something. Another part says, feels happy, good that she has disappeared. Don't go to the police station, they may find her again. This is how life goes on, half-half. And then you become fragmentary. The husband, the respectable husband, has to do something. And the man who needs freedom has to do something else. He is happy that the wife is gone. The husband looks sad or pretends to be sad. Shows his misery, is afraid that because of the inner man, people may become aware that he is feeling happy. That will be not good. That will be shattering to the respectable ego. So he has to do something. He cannot go to the police station. Then he goes somewhere else. Watch your life. Don't waste your life that way. Decision is needed. Each moment you have to decide. Each moment lost without decision creates fragmentariness in you. Each moment decided, by and by you become collected. One piece. You become together. A moment comes, you become integrated. Decision is not really the thing. Decisiveness. Through decisions you become decisive. Surrender is a decision. The greatest decision there is. To trust somebody is a decision. The risk is there. Who knows? The man may be just deceiving. You fall in love with a woman, you trust. You fall in love with a man, you trust. Who knows? In the night, the man may murder you. Who knows? The wife may escape with all your bank balance. But one risk. Otherwise, love is not possible. If love is not there, life is not possible. Life deeply means love. Love deeply means life. Love is a trust, a risk. To be near with me is to be tremendously in love, because that is the only way to be near with me. I am not here just trying to propagate some teachings. I am not a teacher. I am giving you a different vision of life. It is risky. I'm trying to convince you that the way you have lived up to now is basically wrong. There is another way, but of course that another way is unknown, is in the future. You have never tasted it. You will have to trust me. you will have to move with me in the dark. The fear will be there. The danger will be there. It is going to be painful. All growth is. But through pain, one reaches to the ecstasy. Only through pain, ecstasy is reached.
The meditation today is called Breathing in Love. Love is always new. It never becomes old because it is non-accumulative, non-hoarding. It knows no past. It is always fresh as the dewdrops. It lives moment to moment. It is atomic. It has no continuity. It knows no tradition. Each moment it dies, and each moment it is born again. It is like breath. You breathe in, you breathe out. Again, you breathe in, and you breathe out. You don't hoard it inside. Let love be like breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. But let it be love coming in, going out. By and by, with each breath, you have to create that magic of love. Make it your meditation. When you breathe out, just feel that you are pouring your love into existence. When you breathe in, existence is pouring its love into you. And soon, you will see that the quality of your breath is changing. Then it starts becoming something totally different to what you have ever known before. That's why in India we call it prana, life. Not just breathing, it's not just oxygen. Something else is there, the very life itself.
Yo, yo, na prachodaya. Yeah, we are.
This is almost the end of the program of today. The music you listened to today was by Akasha, by Pushkar, by Bindu, and a lot of instrumental music from the world of Osho. Bye bye everybody, until the next time. Namaste.